Hello, good morning. Today's word is from John 15. I'm reading from John chapter 15, the book of John, verse 9 to 11. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Bible says, "I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. 11. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow." And what we're talking about today is joy. That there is joy for you. How can you obtain joy? How can your life be filled with joy? Let's turn over to Psalm 16. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." God has joy in store for us. "You will grant me the way of life. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence." Primary joy comes from having a relationship with God. That's what the Word of God was saying in John 15, that I have loved you as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. 11, I have told you these things, so you'll be filled with my joy. So whenever God speaks to us, it's so that we shall receive joy. God does not speak to accuse us primarily. God does not speak to, you know, bludgeon us with his rod of correction. Any correction that the Lord gives is so that we will have joy in this life and even greater joy in the life to come. So we have joy that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if any one of us is in need of joy, all we have to do is access this well of joy that God has already provided. This joy is your promise. It's my promise. It comes from knowing the Lord. So the primary issue, the primary point for this morning's thought for the day is joy. How can we know joy? First thing to note is that joy does not depend on what you have. You may have material things or you may lack material things, but the presence or lack of material things should not be the determinant and the primary motivation for joy. Jesus says that, "I have told you these things so that you would have joy." In other words, having a relationship with God, being able to hear from God, being able to have that mind that receives from God, from the, being able to commune with God, is our source of joy. And when this kind of joy cannot dry up, money comes and money goes, possessions come and they go. We've seen with the way the world is going, with the recession and the economic trials and tribulations, that joy cannot, joy based on materialism is unsustainable. However, the good news for the Christian is that joy based on the Lord, which is the way God has designed true joy to come from Him down to us. Joy based on the relationship with God is everlasting. Because in Psalm it says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence." There is joy to be had in the presence of God, and that's why it's important to remain in His presence. And how do we remain? We remain in the presence of our Father by reading the Word of God, taking time out of our busy lives to get into the Bible, finding that quiet time to read the Word of God and to soak up His Spirit. And that way, joy dwells, bubbles up from inside. So no matter what you're going through, what you're feeling, how difficult the times are right now, I want you to know that there is joy for you. Only thing you have to do is get on your knees and pray. Have that rich daily relationship with the Lord. Have a love affair with the Word of God. Read the Word of God and just out of reading that word, your heart will begin to have that joy. Even if there are difficult circumstances, rent is not paid, there isn't enough food to feed the family, there are needs in the family, there are difficulties, job difficulties, relationship difficulties, you can still experience the joy. It's a promise. The Bible says in John, where we read in John 15, Jesus promised, your joy will overflow through what I say to you. And so as we find a time to relate with God, He will speak to us and He will cause our joy to overflow even in the midst of difficulties. There is a man we read about in Luke chapter 12. We won't read it, but I encourage you. I won't read it right now, but I encourage you to read it later on. Luke 12 from verse 13 to 21 tells us the story of a rich fool, a man who based his joy on his earthly possessions. And no sooner had he declared his joy based on the wealth that he had accumulated, no sooner had he done that God has declared such basis foolish, such basis for joy totally unfounded and unsustainable. God said, tonight I require your soul. And so that man lost out everything because he failed to retrieve and get joy from the source. Joy comes from assurance of salvation. When you are assured that you are a child of God, when you are assured that you belong to God, there is joy in that. And so one thing to do, for one advice I give the world, for the world that's looking for joy, is to get saved. Have that rich relationship with God. Give your life to Jesus and let Him care for you. Let Him be the source and you be the consumer, because that's the way God designed it, that He would be the source. He is the Father of everything. He is the Creator of the whole world. He has already provided joy for you. So if you are looking for joy this morning or this evening or whatever the time is that you're listening to this broadcast, if you're looking for joy, my advice is to seek joy in Jesus Christ. Having a relationship with Jesus gives you so much joy. It's a promise, and you'll be amazed how it works. And I've been by the grace of God loving the Lord for many years, and I've experienced that joy even in the darkest hours in my life, through deaths, through discouragements, through unfortunate instances, through difficulties. God has always been there to console me and to help. And this is the same story for many Christians around the world. So this morning, are you looking for joy? God has promised you joy. Are you a Christian believer? Oh, just remain in His joy. He has joy for you. Just read the word, seek His presence, and joy comes from having that daily communion, daily presence with God. And may God bless you and increase you. And as we've talked today about joy, I pray that your life will be full of joy indeed, in the name of Jesus. God bless you.